This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's get our petties in here, people. Text in Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer. Text line 713-572-4610. What are you feeling petty about? What are we feeling petty about? What are others around the world of sports feeling very petty about? We do it every Tuesday at around 8 o'clock. Let's start with this one. This is a soundbite that actually dropped a few days ago, but we held it till Tuesday for the PettyCast. Jim Bowden, who is a former GM in Major League Baseball, former executive, he's a media member now. He writes some good stuff for The Athletic. He's a really good source for, like, power rankings of free agents and what teams should do, stuff like that. He was also recently on a podcast where he just crushed Houstonian Anthony Rendon, former Rice Owl, Lamar High School. What was the other one, Seth?
George Bush High School, too.
Okay, yeah. So he's
out there south of George Bush Park.
There you go.
This is a huge park.
From Houston. And his contract with the Angels has not been good. He signed a huge deal with the Angels after the Nationals won the World Series in 2019.
It's been a Pujolsian effort.
Yeah, out there.
This is like their second Pujols. Yeah,
7 years, $245 million, and here was Jim Bowden on Anthony Rendon.
Player should have been released 2 years ago. He can't play. He's done. He can't play when he's healthy. He can't play when he's not healthy. It's been one of the biggest busts of any free agent signing in this era. It's been a total disaster. And I said this, and the people in Washington didn't like it when I said the Nationals shouldn't re-sign him because he doesn't like baseball. It's like J.D. Drew. They don't love baseball. They play him because it's a job. It's work for him. But there's no incentive past that. Look, he could really hit in his prime. He always had injury prone when he came up with Seattle. He was injury prone when he was drafted. And the way I look at Rendon, I don't want to waste my time or voice or energy. I don't think we'll ever see him play a game again. I don't. If they want to put him on the emergency IL and keep paying him, that's fine. They can do that. I would release the player and just move on.
His last year in Washington, the year they won the World Series, it was the only year he was an All-Star. He hit 34 home runs, led the league in RBIs with 126, led the league in doubles with 44. His OPS was over 1,000. Since then, he's hit 22 home runs.
Total
since then. 22 home runs, Seth. He's played.
Wow.
This is the number of games he's played in. Now, 2020 was the COVID year. He played 52 out of the 60 games. But in the four full seasons since COVID, 58, 47, 43, and 57. That's the number of games he's played in each year. And he's making upwards of $38 million
a year. Yeah.
Yep.
And he's okay. So OPS plus is a stat that kind of normalizes everything. The average major league hitter is a 100 OPS plus.
Yeah.
In his time with the Angels, his OPS plus is 100. Like he's been an average. He's been an average major league hitter while making $38 million.
When he's on the field, he's totally unavailable. You know. Like,
so Bowden is this is a celebration of Jim Bowden's pettiness, I suppose, and trying to. He's basically saying, "I told you so. You bums in Washington thought I was an idiot when I said you shouldn't retain him, and all you fans, you stupid fans."
Exactly.
He's being very petty towards you, the fan.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm torn on this because during one of the games during the 2019 World Series, I talked casually to one of, I'm assuming it was a Rendon family member because he's from Houston and they were in a group wearing Rendon jerseys.
Yeah.
And, he didn't know who I was. I didn't know who he was. And we had a pleasant time. I was impressed by the Rendon family.
Yeah.
Or at least Rendon acquaintances. So now I feel personally offended by Jim Bowden.
By Jim Bowden.
Hey, he's an average Major League Baseball player.
Damn it. In the one-third of the season that he normally plays, okay?
Shame on the Angels, not on him.
Yep. Jonathan Papelbon weighed in, the former closer for the Red Sox. I've played with both Drew
He's always saying nice things.
Yeah, I've played with both Drew and Rendon, and I can confirm 100% with Jim, they both hate baseball and having to show up at a big league ballpark. Oh, that's harsh. That's petty, too,
is
man.
Is the $38 million really worth it when you don't love what you're doing?
Now I'm getting petty at Rendon. All right, let's keep moving.
Think about that.
I know.
Like, can you not learn to love something for $38 million
a year? I told you. Who was it that... Oh, the $3 million that Nick Caley got offered by the New England Patriots. I'm like, you don't want to know what I would do for $3 million, let alone $38
million. There are people in arranged marriages who learn to love their spouse, and they had no say in the matter.
Right.
You signed a contract for $38 million a year. Learn to love it, man.
Yeah, and if you don't, just know you got nice things. You got nice things.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it moving. This was the Philadelphia Eagles parade for winning the Super Bowl. Took place late last week. Their mayor's name is Sherelle Parker. She got up there. Now, she was up there talking for a while, to where Eagle fans...
Oh, like too long for a parade. Like
too
when
long
you're
for Philadelphians, for sure. Yeah. They were chanting...
Well, especially even the athletes you love, you don't want to... Well, usually, especially because they're drunk, you're hoping like, okay, let's give me 90 good seconds
and don't
end up going viral for the wrong reasons.
They were chanting, wrap it up at her. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. But this is what I wanted to play. Here's the audio I wanted to play. She butchered a cliche.
Reminded us all through their excellence that nothing is possible when we work together as a team.
Oops. No, it's anything.
She's openly pining for a dictatorship. My God, what am I going to do, Sean? What am I going to do? Criticize somebody for botching something? I do it once every 3 minutes.
It's fine,
I screwed it up. It's once every 2 minutes. See?
There you go. She was publicly speaking at the parade. Anything is possible. This is me being petty right now. This is me.
Yeah.
This is Sean Pendergast. Petty. Yeah.
I think the fact that she had gone too long and then botched that's the unforgivable part.
Yes, because she was trying to be inspirational. Anything
Nothing is possible.
Like, wow, this is very existential. You're all going to die.
That's my message to all the kids.
That's right.
When I talk to them at this point.
Hey, nothing's possible, kids. Life is a big nothing.
It's all, we're all dying. We're all destined for the same place. We're going to die. So why bother?
That's right. Draymond Green was on the studio show for the All-Star game this weekend. Boy, what a buzzkill Draymond was. And I get it. Like, in his general tone about the All-Star weekend, I think mirrored a lot of folks it feels like there's way more negative than positive about the All-Star weekend right now. That's my feeling on it. But Draymond killed a certain part of the All-Star game weekend that I feel like he is partially responsible for. Here is Draymond saying that he hated the format of the actual All-Star game on Sunday. The four teams, including... one of the four teams being the Rising Stars, not an All-Star team.
You work all year to be an All-Star, and you get to play up to 40, and then you're done. This is so unfair to Victor Wembanyama, who just took this game really seriously, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just took this game really seriously. When you talk about chasing after the points records, Melo and Kobe and all these guys who've had great scoring nights, they don't get the opportunity to do that with this game. Also, we can watch some Rising Stars. We're about to watch the Olympic team. Now we get the treat of watching the Olympic team play against a U-19 team. Come on, what are we doing? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, Kenny's team is done, by the way. Chuck won. Kenny's team was one that's eliminated.
Yes.
Yeah, so SGA's still in it, Victor in it. But you're talking about the scoring records that we've heard. Tatum leading all scores, 55 a few years ago. It's harder to catch
them. They can't do that. They don't get to etch their name in the history books. It's the reason you get an all-star, Kobe Bryant all-star MVP award.
Scale of 1 to 10, your thoughts of the format?
10 being the best.
Yes.
A 0. Sucks. Same basketball.
It sucks. This ain't basketball.
Okay, listen. It was a scale of 1 to 10, Draymond. Yeah. All right. No. You failed. You're as bad as the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's petty. Here's my glitch with Draymond is, dude, if you guys, if your era of players, because it feels like this is a much more recent development. It feels like, and I don't know if it's a narrative. I just know when I was watching the All-Star games in the 80s, maybe the early 90s, I never sat there and watched it. These guys aren't even trying. Maybe it wasn't like game 7 of the finals. But it felt like there was a torch being passed from like Jordan to Kobe in the try-hard realm.
Yeah.
And it's been passed on to this generation, and it's turned into the league just fumbling around trying to make it compelling. So I would say to Draymond, I'm like, look in the mirror at your own era of NBA players. Like, you're the reason why they're having to do these stupid formats that they're doing.
You guys were so bad at playing conventional basketball in the All-Star game that this is what we've been reduced
to. Yeah. You're partially responsible for this, Draymond. And and Barkley killed him for that, too. I don't have the audio for it, but Barkley was like, I couldn't disagree with Draymond more. Like, your era is the reason why this is happening here. So.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's hear from a couple more. Let's get some college basketball pettiness in here. College basketball has been very underrated with its pettiness. This is John Calipari, former coach at Kentucky, who's now the coach at Arizona, and he hates his team, basically.
And for us to bust through, we're going to have to beat somebody. We can say what we want. Like, I wanted to make sure they weren't happy we're going to be okay. No. If we won that game, say it. We're in the tournament. If we won that game, we're in the tournament. So it's not okay to say we'll be all right. Now you're going to have to go get somebody else. I didn't want to put them that on them because I got some guys a little bit fragile. So I'm having to hold them accountable but keep picking them up.
Calipari, the Arkansas version of Calipari.
Yeah.
DGAF. Like he just gets
good job, Aggies. Yeah. You brought out peak Calipari.
Yes. Yeah. It's not like that. It's not okay. Yell was jarring.
It's not okay. That felt a little bit like Brian Kelly when he pounded his fists on
the
table.
Yeah, a little bit.
Felt a little bit contrived. I don't know if I believe you, Calipari.
All right, speaking of coaches, as we continue with the Pettycast, speaking about coaches who pound their fists or destroy something on the table, this is my alma mater right here. Micah Shrewsbury is the name of the Notre Dame head basketball coach. They have lost 4 out of their last 5. They're not good right now, And I know this firsthand. Basketball, of all the football schools out there, maybe the one where there's the biggest gap between football and basketball as far as it being football versus a basketball school is Notre Dame. Like Notre Dame, is basketball there has always fought the second-class citizen stigma. Yeah. And it's bad right now because the team's not good. There were more Louisville fans in the arena for their game against Louisville a couple of days ago than there were Notre Dame fans. Here was Shrewsbury. Take a listen at the very end. The destruction of an item on the table is a microphone, in case you're wondering. Take a listen.
We're going to get this thing rolling. I sat there and watched more Louisville fans in here than Notre Dame people. And that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing for me because I'm the head coach here. And I got us in this predicament. But don't come back when we're losing or when we're winning because we're turning this around, man. You better believe that. Everybody that gave up on me, believe it. Write this date down and believe it. Because we're going to get this thing rolling. Care if you gave up on me or not.
Oof. Yeah.
It's like an angry Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
After the Georgia game. Yes. After the Georgia game.
It's Ole Miss. Yes.
They're going to. Oh, yeah, and Ole Miss. Yeah. That'll. After the Ole Miss game. Yeah. They'll. Hey, play that Philadelphia Mary again. Somebody rescue me. You see why I can't criticize the Philadelphia mayor?
Yeah, you're right.
someday there will be a little placard with that quote that players tap on their way out.
Mark this date. He told us to mark the date down.
Mark this date. They're going to put the date. They're going to put that date on a placard and put it above the door frame.
Yes.
So just like the play like a champion today.
Dude, he's so getting fired. Oh my God, he's getting fired. So that little thump at the end was a poor mic. What did that microphone do to you, Micah Shrewsbury? Hey, last petty real quick. You know who, college basketball related, and I suppose broadcasting related, because this guy does both. One, I don't know how good he is at the broadcasting. I don't listen to his show very much. He's not very good as a coach at college basketball. Doug Gottlieb has not won a basketball game in 3 months for Wisconsin Green Bay. For those who don't know, Doug Gottlieb is the... you probably know him from being on ESPN and CBS Sports Radio, now with Fox through the years. Took the job as the head coach at Wisconsin Green Bay while still being able to keep his job as midday host on Fox.
Yeah.
They're 2-24 right now. The Phoenix of Wisconsin Green Bay. They're 2-24.
Are they last in their
They got to be. I'm just going to say
maybe
yes.
Maybe they're there's been a battle for the last or something.
I would have ignored this, Seth. I would not have been petty about this, but and I know you remember this. He was on Radio Row last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. Doug Gottlieb. In the middle of the basketball season.
In the middle of the basketball season, he was doing his show from Radio Row.
From Radio Row. And I don't think Wisconsin Green Bay was playing in New Orleans that week. I'm pretty sure they're knee deep in the Horizon League regular season, which is all teams up in the ice belt up there. He's 2-24, man. I wouldn't be petty about it, but Gottlieb is fairly obnoxious.
I'll tell you what. Honestly, I guess the arrogance, I think, and also from somebody who's, you know, he's a hot take sports radio dude and everything, who's probably lambasted and bashed coaches all over the place for years and years and years. To think that you could go in and do that job, it's a little bit of a comeuppance, I would say.
Oh, did I say Arizona coach John Calipari being petty? Text message, Jim Adler, Texas Hammer text line, being petty. Sean said Calipari is Arizona, not Arkansas. Okay. Yeah, I said Arizona. I misspoke.
You said Arkansas later. I said Arkansas at one point.
I know I said Arkansas at one point. If I said Arizona, I apologize. Does it really matter?
Hey Ben, let's play the audio of that Houston sports radio host botching Calipari's school.
That guy.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. People agree with you, Draymond. Going zero on a scale of 1 to 10. That's a good petty right there.
If he had meant it to be, if he was intending it to be inaccurate, he should have said like -12 or something.
Right, exaggerate. Yeah.
Yeah.
For effect.
If you're going to be intentionally wrong, you got to be way intentionally wrong, or otherwise you're just stupid.
Yeah. It's a text message. I hate, quote, if I could give zero stars, I would, guy. That's Draymond.
Listen, and this is going to be leveled at a few of our listeners, so I apologize in advance, but I cannot handle one more, why don't they just have them play flag football? When it comes to like anytime there's somebody flagged for unsportsmanlike or anything like that. I'm like, yes. Yeah, I understand the sentiment. It's not that I disagree with the sentiment. It's just that this is not a new joke that you're making.
No.
But I feel like people are saying that as if they just thought they coined it in their brain.
Dude.
They're like, oh, hey, I've got one for you. Why don't they play flag football? I can't handle it anymore. I'll block you.
It's Houston, we have a problem. It's the equivalent of that. Like, no, that joke is dead. For like 30 years now, it's dead. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We're giving away rodeo tickets in the 9 o'clock hour, so be listening for that. Up next, the Bengals. Talk a little bit. The Bengals are looking to pull off an offseason here that the Texans might need to pay attention to. We will explain why coming up next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.